Kerbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Gittin daf Samech Hey, and we're here on the first line of Samech Hey Min Aleph in the middle of a discussion. If you remember from yesterday, we had said a whole back and forth as to whether a katan can be mezakeh and items for other people. Can he make a kinyan for other people? Can he give items? Can he acquire items for other people? Rav Chisda had said that he cannot. And Rav Chinah bar Vardan had brought a proof against that, that maybe a katan can be mezakeh to other people, because we see that by a shtufa mevos, that you can use a shtufa mevos, you can use the, what's a shivcha kana, not a shivcha kana, it's an ama ivriya, to be mezakeh, the mavos, the barrel of wine in this case, to the other people in the mavui, to the other people in the chotzer, and therefore set up the eruv, and pointed out, right, that Rav Chinah points out that the only concept of ama ivriya is when she's under bas mitzvah, because as soon as she becomes bas mitzvah, she goes free. So apparently you can see that a katan came in mezakeh other people. So we had answered that was only a din derabanan, right? And then we pointed out that Rav Chinah should have said, right, what do you mean? Called the tikkun rabanan kein daraisa tikkun, right? That everything that Chazal were metakein were based on the daraisa. So it should reflect, that should prove theoretically, that a katan can be mezakeh people to other items to other people, because again, Chazal based their tarkanos on dinam d'oraisa. So v'idach, now we're here on the first line over here. V'idach, what would Rav Chisda have said? Who said that a katan cannot be mezakeh to other people? Right, apparently we see that it can be. So Gemara says, ki aminan called the tikkun rabbanan kein daraisa tikkun. Right, that's b'milsa the isle ikar min haTorah. Right, when do we say that Chazal set up tarkan d'rabbanan along the same lines of the halachos in the Torah? That's only when you have something that is based, right, in the Torah. But I've almost the last thing in the Torah though. But for a shtufa mavos, right, that has nothing to do with din d'oraisa. Din d'oraisa is carrying, right, in rishus harabim. Right, and shtufa mavos is all of that is rishus hayachid. Right, a chater, a mavoi, right, all that stuff is rishus hayachid. Yes, okay, it's similar, maybe sort of, kind of similar to rishus harabim, but it's not based on halach from the Torah. Therefore, he would not have said, right, that they're making a takana kein daraisa tikkun. Okay, Masr Rav Avia says, 1 second, hold on. I'll give you another proof, another scenario where a katan can be mezakeh other people in an item. Maria Mamaisha Shani, you can do a harama, you can do a scam, right? You can scan the system by Meiser Shani. How so? Now, what in the world are we talking about? Just Meiser Shani, you have two options with Meiser Shani, right? When you take 10% of your produce in the first, second, fourth, and fifth year of Shemitah. Right, the other years, you give Meiser Ani. But those Meiser Sheni, you can either bring that to Yerushalayim, or you can redeem it and then bring the money, right, to Yerushalayim and buy food there and eat that. But when you redeem it, however, right, you have to pay what's called a chomesh, which is not really a fifth. It translates as a fifth, but it really means a fourth. So you have to pay 25% extra when you redeem the produce with money. That's only if you're redeeming your own produce. But for whatever reason, your friend is short cash or whatever, and you're redeeming his produce, then you don't have to pay the one-fifth. Or you don't have to pay the 25%. So, well, what do you do? How do you scam the system? Ketzad says the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah Meister Shani. Omer Adam Levno Vito Agidolum La'avdav Shechasu Ha'avadim. Again, this is the same kind of type of Shiloh that we had yesterday. You can say to your kids, your adult kids, or your Shifcha, right, your Amma Ivriya, or your Eved Ivri, right? You can say, Halachem Mos Halalu Upadu Lahem Meister Shani's at, right? I'm giving you money, but redeem this Meister Shani. So now it's their money. They're redeeming someone else's Meister Shani, so you don't have to pay the 25%. I said, Gemara says again, Hai Shifcha Hei Chidami, right? What is the scenario, right? You only have a case of an Amma Ivriya if she's a Ktana. Right? Idas Yishti Tsaros might buy Gabe. If she's a Gedola, she's not an Amma Ivriya anymore. She should be free. Right? Elolav, Namaz Da'olo As Yishti Tsaros. It must be that she's a Ktana. So apparently we see you can be Mizaka other people. And here we're, so the Gemara says, Achumai Skinan, B'maiser Sheni, B'maiser B'smanazeh, the Rabbanan. In Echanami, we're dealing with the case, right, nowadays, when you know, Trumas Meister is only the Rabbanan, there's no Shemitah, there's no Yovel, so you know, there's no Am Yisrael not living in Eretz Yisrael, necessarily with Rove, you know, everybody. So it's only me, the Rabbanan. The Gemara says, okay, but V'ame Ivriya B'smanazeh, Mihika. Okay, but that's nice to say that you got it to down to a the Rabbanan, but there is no Am Ivriya anymore. Anybody see any Hebrew slaves? No, that's not a thing. Now, Tanya ain't Eved Ivri Noeg, Ela Bizman Sheyovel Noeg. Now, we only have the whole concept, the whole institution of Eved Ivri and Am Ivriya, right, is when there's Yovel and Shemitah, right? It goes along, you know, along hand in hand. So the Gemara says, how could you have that? So the Gemara says, you're right, fine, okay. But there's another case where it's Meiser Sheni midrabanan and el be'atzitz sheirunakiv derabanan. Right, atzitz sheirunakiv. Right, is a you have a pot that is not doesn't have a hole in it. Right, it's growing on the ground. So you take the trumas and maestros midrabanan. So that's the case. Okay, so it's trumas and maestros midrabanan, but it doesn't say anything about the possibility for a katan to be mezaka items to another person midra'oraisa. Okay. You could have had a couple other examples of meister, that's derabanan, right? All fruits, let's say, like apples, oranges, whatever. That's all trumas and meisters derabanan as well. Okay, so the Gemara chose that. Atzitz sheirunakiv. Amar Rav, Rav said, shalosh midas b'katan. Again, we're just to finish up our whole... we were talking about what age a katan can do certain things. So the three things by katan. Tzror v'zoko. If it takes a stone and throws it away, but egos v'not flow, but it keeps a nut or a candy, you know, the candy, so then zochel atzmo v'in zochel acherim, then the katan is able to mezakas thing for himself and not for other people. Ukinegdan b'ktana, and a girl the same age, right, miskadeshes b'mian, can do mian, right, their mother and their brother can marry her off, right, if the father is not in the picture, if her father passed away. Habutos, a little bit older than that, so the mechan mekach, they can buy and sell stuff. Memkaron memkar, right, same, they buy and sell. Bimetaltalin, buy things that are, you know, random stuff, not karka, not land, obviously, but other, you know, saleable items. Ukenegdan mektana, miskareshes b'kudish yadviya, and the girl the same age can be megarish, right, it can get a get, right, if her father married her off. Higila onas nedarim. Once he could become to get to the age of being able to take a nether, which is a year before they become a gedola. So in that case, nedarehan neder vegdeshan hekdesh. Right, they can take a nether. Right, they can make hekdesh, which is also a type of nether. Right, ukenegdan b'ktana cholotes. And again, the girl the same age, right, at 11, can already do chalitza. Velunkor benichse aviv achihei ben esrim. Right, and they have to. But even a gedola, right, or a gadol can only start selling inheritance, right, from the age of 20 and up, because we assume that then they'll have a proper seriousness of that. Okay, first of a collection of Mishnayos and short Gemaras. Ketana she'amra his kabbali giti. Right, if someone, a girl is ketana, made a shliach lekabbalah. Ain't no get, that doesn't work, right? Meaning now, theoretically, right, if a woman makes a shlich l'kabbalah, right, the moment that shlich gets the get, right, they're divorced. But here, by katan, by ketana, that doesn't work, right? Ain't no get, actually get the get, it's not a get until, you know, she gets the get herself. The fichach, and therefore, in ratza abal, yilachzor, yachzor, and the husband can therefore take it back, if for whatever reason. Actually, in katan, was a shlich, but a katan is, because a katan, the whole logic, as we explained, right, a katan is not able to make a shliach, and therefore, right, it just simply when she gets the get, that's when the divorce kicks in. Vim amar lo avia tzei v'hizkabel l'biti gita im ratzei lachzor lo yachzor. But if the husband is, if the father is the one who made the shliach, so then that does work, meaning that the shliach will accept the get, and the second that he gets it, they will be megareshes, and therefore the husband can't take it back. Homer tein get zet li'ishti b'makom ploni. If a person, a husband, says, give this get to my wife in a certain place, but his son will love b'makom acher, but he gives him it somewhere else, right? Give his get some in New York, and he gives it in New Jersey. So a puzzle, that's no good. Apparently the husband was makbid, right, on that place. Rashi tein ritzono she'yaloz ya'lizu alav sham k'pedah he. Apparently he's, you know, choshish for his reputation, and he said, give the get, and, you know, somewhere out of town, and if he gives it in town, or whatever it is, then that's not going to be good, because he wanted the get to be given specifically in a certain place. Hare b'makom ploni, but if he said, give the get to my wife, she is here, so then, nesano lo b'makom acher kosher. Then if he finds her somewhere else, then that's kosher, because he was just informing the guy, informing the shliach where his wife is. Not that he was saying, I need you to do this in this place. Haisha shaman is kabbali giti b'makom ploni. By a wife, we'll see a little of a change, that if she makes a shliach l'kabbalah, she says, get this get for me in this place. V'kilbo b'makom acher puzzle. And the guy got the get somewhere else, so that's puzzle. For Rabbi Elazar, machshir. The Gemara is obviously going to distinguish why Rabbi Elazar piped up here by the wife and not by the husband. Rabbi Elazar says that it is kosher. Havi l'git b'makom ploni, v'havi l'lo b'makom acher kosher. And again, that's, you know, that's what we said before, that if she just says, bring me my get from this place, and then he found it somewhere else, that's okay, because she's just telling him where he should get the get. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar, Mishnah Reisha Delopolig, Mishnah Seva Delopolig. Right, so why did Rabbi Elazar say that it's kosher in the case where the wife is makbid, right? But does not say it's kosher about a place where the husband is makbid about the place, about the makom. Right? Why is there a difference? Why would he argue the second case, not the first? So he says very simply, right, as you may have guessed, right? Either the midaitim garish kapid, right? Either bal korchem is garishes mara makom ilo. Right? Who is in charge of the whole get process? Right? The husband is in charge of the whole get process. So if he makes a stipulation, says I want you to give the get there, so then that's valid. But if she's right, that's bal korcha, right? She's not really, she's a player, but she's not really involved in the whole halakhic transaction, so it must be that she's just telling him where to get it, but she's not, because then she's not in control, or we're not going to say that she was makbid. Okay, another Mishnah. Haveli giti, if a bas kohen says, bring me my get, meaning that's not a lashon of making someone a shliach, just bring me a get, and meaning that's a lashon of shliach laholacha, that she's telling the guy to be the husband shliach. So then, ochalas betruma chiyagia get liyoda. Then she can obviously eat truma until she actually gets the get, because she's not yet divorced. Right, from, what did I say, a bas kohen? No, an ashes kohen, a woman who's married to a kohen. Right, she can eat truma, but until she gets the get, right, because the shliach is not going to be a makabal to get for her right away. He's kabel legiti, but if she makes a shliach la kabbalah, right, that he should accept the get the moment he gets it. So then, asura lechal betruma miyad, and then she's usher to eat truma right away. Again, so yeah, we have to be choshesh that the husband was on his way here, right? Now she can't. When we say miyad, we don't mean as long as the moment he gets the get, because she doesn't know when he gets the get, right? She's living in Achleis. I don't want to say Lashon Hara, but some place. She's living in Yehepitzville, and she sends him to the city to get the get. Well, she doesn't know, right, at what point she should start eating truma. So therefore, she's not allowed to eat truma right away, because the moment he gets to get there divorced, and maybe theoretically, right, let's say the husband was on his way, right, and theoretically at any moment, right, that guy could get the get, and any moment they could be divorced. He's kabbali giti b'makom ploni, right, if she says, get my get in this place, so then nocholos b'truma ashegia get losom makom, so then she is not divorced until the get gets to that place. Rabbi Lazar omar osher miyad, Rabbi Lazar says they osher right away. So Gemara immediately points out, a problem, because this seems to contradict, right, the previous Mishnah, right? What did we just say? We said if she says, get my get in a different place, right, so she can eat truma until it gets there. Right? Gita meyahavi. Apparently we see, right, that it's a good get, right? If she gets it somewhere else, right, and assuming that she gets a get, even if she doesn't, the shliach doesn't get the get in that place where she said, apparently it is a good get. If I'm right, the ratio, but the last mission we just said, loa is lama vegita. Right, the last mission says it's no good. Wait, why are we saying, meaning what we're saying is that, again, what did the Mishnah say? Woman says, get my get in New York, right? So the Mishnah said, or the Mishnah we just read, right, is that when the shliach gets the get in New Jersey, and then until he gets to New York, right, it's not a get yet, right, even though he got the get in New Jersey. Right, but the last Mishnah just said that if she says, get the get in New York, and he gets the get in New Jersey, it's puzzle. I think obviously Rabbi Lazar argues, but we just said it's possible. So Gemara says, so what's going on over here? So Gemara says, Lo tricha da amra lei, he's kabbali gita min masa mechasya v'zin in mishkach lei v'bavel. When the case is where the wife said, get my get in masa mechasya, but sometimes my husband is in Bavel. But obviously, those were not, that's not the same place. And what she meant is mishkal kol heicha the mishkachas leishakli minay, meaning just take the get wherever you find my husband, right? Just take the get from him. So in that case, okay, that's fine. She's not designating a specific place. That's just saying find my husband, right, wherever he is, right, and get the get from him, and then give it therefore gita lahave adamas is masa mechasya. And I don't want the get to be chal. I don't want you to accept the get until you get to masa mechasya, right? So then maybe she doesn't want. What the pasha says is she's delaying, right, his shlichus until he gets there. Right, if you look at Rashi over here, the second Rashi, no, it's the first Rashi. I'm sorry. Where's that Rashi? Trying to find the Rashi. Okay, I don't see it. Sorry. Fine, Viter. Rabbi Lezer Omer Oser Miyad. Rabbi Lezer says that again, same thing as kind of we saw in the last mission, that in the case of a kohen's wife, right, she's not allowed to eat truma right away, the moment the what's called leaves. Right? I'm meaning, obviously, again, what were we saying? We're saying that, that she's just telling him where to find the husband. Right? She's, what's going on over here? Meaning Rabbi Elazar is saying that basically the same thing that we just saw. So Gemara says, in the last Mishnah, so Gemara says, Latzricha d'amrle zil b'mizrach d'isei b'mizrach v'ka'az al-amarev. Now the case is where she said, go to the east, my husband's in the east, and the shliach turns around, makes a U-turn, and goes west. You might have thought, you might have the husband's not around in the west. Right, so maybe she can keep eating truma until the guy goes east. So Kamash Malan, Dama Vahdi, the causal, Mika's guy is Bavyav Lakita. Now, maybe it could be that the husband is meeting him there, and she can no longer eat truma. Okay. Now, switching gears a little bit, Homer, again, similar concept, but a different in context. Homer l'shluko arev li bitmar and v'erev lo begrogro. So the guy says, make me an erev, right, with, you know, an erev, pashas, erev tchumen. Yeah, if you look at Rashi, Arev li b'tmarim l'sof alpayim shel tchum, right? Make it tchum Shabbos, Erev tchumim, so make me an Erev with dates, with tmarim. And the guy went and used figs. So begrogos Erev lo b'tmarim, or he told him to do it with dates and he used figs. And he told him to do it with figs and he used dates. So two brises, tanichada, eruva uru, eruv, tanichidach, eruva ein eruva eruv. Right? One brisa says it works, one brisa says it doesn't work. So how do you resolve that? So two ways. Amarava, lo kasha, harabanan, harabi lozer, right? That could be our machlokas, right? That's literally our machlokas from our Mishnayos. Harabanan, right? The amir kepeda, harabi lozer, the amir mari makomilo, right? That's machlokas, right? The Tanakama and Rabbi Lozer that we just had. Right? Whether you're just telling him what to do, right? And he's makbid, only use dates or only use figs. Or Kunabalazar, no, he's just telling him, this is what I have in my storehouse, you know, just use this, take this jar of dates, whatever. He's not actually, doesn't actually care what he uses for the Erev. Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, no, Harav HaRabana, Kamishalo, Kamishal Chavero. And it depends, right? If he's making Erev with his own dates or whatever, so he doesn't care, right, whether it's dates or figs or whatever. But if he's using someone else's stuff, so then, yeah, who says that the other guy wants him to use the other, the wrong fruit? Amalei Abaye says, Velo Hadetanya, but what about the following brisa? Right, Omer L'shlichu Arev L'Bemigdal, V'Erev Lo B'Shovach, B'Shovach V'Erev Lo B'Migdal. If he says, I want you to put the Erev in the Migdal, in the attic, in the tower, whatever, and he put it in the dove coat, and that's basically where they have the doves, or the opposite, V'Tani Chadach, Erevo Erev, V'Tani Idach, Ein Erevo Erev, and again, we have the same steer in brises, where one says it works, one says it doesn't. So Hazam, Mai Shalom B'Shal Chavei Erika. You can't answer the Shiloh, you can't answer like that. There's no fruit of somebody else here, right? It's your stuff. So you have the, and you see that they have the same stira. So you can't answer, right, based on whether it's his or somebody else's. So he says, no, you can't. Hasanami, iga peri de migdal, peri de shuvach. Right, apparently, right, there's a hakpada, right, not between this guy's stuff, but there's a hakpada between the fruit that is in the migdal and fruit that's in the dovecote, right, and depending on which one he used it, meaning that guy was only allowed to use one place, or the fruit of one place, then lechora, right, it could work as well, because the guy was makbid one way or another. Okay, fine. Homer kisru get v'tnu lihishti gershua kisru gers v'tnu. Basically, this Mishnah is going to deal till the bottom of the Mishnah, which we're not going to do today, is basically going to deal with lashonos. What kind of languages work for instructing a shliach and or accepting a get or whatever, but basically telling other people to involve themselves in a get. But what are this stuff? Which one of these works, etc. So Omer kisru get, if a person says write a get utznu l'ishti and give to my wife. Gershua, divorce her. Kisru igeres, write her a letter utznu la and give to her. Hare ilu yichtavu v'itznu, right, that you should give, you should write the get and give the get. Those are lashonos that work to appoint a shliach, etc. But patrua parnasua asula kenimus. But if you say in any of those languages, so lo maklum, that's not the lashon of gerushin at all, and obviously that's not. If he would do then, right? If he would write a get, right, then it would be no good. Turn by one of the brisa. Shelchua, shavkua, tarchua, hare elu yichtvu v'yitznu. Right, those three languages that are you can write, you should write a get and give her a get. Patrua parnasua asula kenimus asula karoi lo maklum. That's basically like our mishnah pretty much. That's those languages are no good. Tanya Rabbi Nasan over Rabbi Nasan says. Patrua Dvarav Kayamin. If he says Patrua, yeah, that's actually to tell him to write and give a get. But Pitruha Lomar Klum, right? That's nothing. But that's a language of money, of Parnasa, of being pater her from loans or obligations or whatever. Amar Rava, Rava says, Rabbi Nassim de Bavlahu, Evidaik ben Petrua de Patrua. So Rava just points out that Rabbi Nassim was from Bavel, and he made a difference between those two words. Tani Didan, but our Brisa, Debar Eretz Yisrael, who lives in Eretz Yisrael, Lodaik, right, in Eretz Yisrael, they weren't Makbid between those languages. Okay, Yiboylu, that's the following Shaila. Hitziu Mau, Azrua Mau, Hitirua Mau, Anichu Mau, Hoilu La Mau, Asu Lokadas Mau. What about any of those languages? Hotziu, take her out. Azrua, leave her. Hitirua, make her mutter. Hinichua, leave her alone. Hoilu La, let it, I'm not even sure, make it better for her, I'm not sure. Asu Lokadas, do like the halacha, right? Mau, what's the din with those languages? So, Poshem Yachad, the Gemara just says, we might as well answer one of them. The Tanya, because we're in the Nebraisa, Asu Lokadas, Asu Lokanimus, Asu Lokaroi, right? Again, we quoted that before. Not exactly. We did the last one. Quoted the last one before, the last two before. But anyway, this price specifically says Asulakadas, right? That's Lo Amarklum, right? That's nothing, and that get would not be good if you said that to a shlech. Okay, we'll go right to the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.